When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids.
Hybrids.
Yeah. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or a golf simulator. I need a golf sim. That'd be wonderful.
I need a tractor.
These both things there. Beck's Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more, go to beckshybrids.com. And remember the three F's, Bill: faith, family, and farming.
Boy, we're closing in on our chance to meet Sonny. That's going to happen here in about the next couple weeks.
I know.
Trevor, keep us posted on that. It's going to be
Trevor,
a lot of excitement going on out there. And I guess those guys are doing... Tell you one thing. Thank goodness they have such incredible seed for their stand. Because right now, we're catching some heat right now. We're catching some heat right now on the old thermometer. And the corn looks tremendous.
Yep, it does.
It looks absolutely tremendous. And so thank you for Beck's changing all of farming is what they've done. They've changed all the agriculture in Nebraska, coming in, getting this set up right out of Goner. Right out of Goner, they're getting things done. And Trevor's doing an incredible job. Interest-free financing. Mm. How would you like to that?
Sounds delightful.
Want to buy a tractor? Well, what's the interest rate? Well, it's nothing. It's almost like Shin Daddy is working for Beck's. So it's what it feels like right now. So thank you, Trevor.
They'd be lucky if he was working for Beck's.
They might be doing a side gig. Might want to give him a call, Trevor. He might be able to work for you on the weekends or something. Come down because he does a lot of interest-free work.
And he's really good at promotions, too, every day. Entertainment with that guy, Steve Schindler. Thanks to Beck's. BecksHybrids.com. I saw this over the weekend also that Adrian Martinez, of course, who was playing in the UFL this winter, this spring.
MVP.
MVP has signed with the New York Jets to go to training camp, Bill. It's a big deal for Adrian.
It's a big deal. You know, so last year, I read this and make sure I was correct. So he was on the practice squad at times.
With the Lions at
with
one
the
point.
Lions. Yes. So he was, which is great. So he's been around. I knew he went to the Lions. I just didn't know how far he went with during the season.
I believe he was.
So he understands how it works. He understands the NFL. He's been through it. He's seen a training camp. Does those things. And I don't know why you wouldn't do it. I'm surprised he wasn't signed earlier because you just can't tell me that there's a lot of people that are on rosters right now that would have also been the MVP of the UFL. That's really hard to do.
Yep.
It's really hard to do. And so I think it was a great pickup by the Jets. And it's not like they were fairly aggressive on getting there. So, like I said, all you want to do right now, just make the team. Try to be it. If you're the third and you're the practice squad quarterback, but you're the third, you can become the second very quickly with an injury. With something happening. So
well, that's a team that last year had a lot of injury problems. They had number one bad quarterback play when Rodgers went down in the first game. It was Zach Wilson was not good, and I forget who came in, but they just had a lot of issues there at quarterback. It was bad. So if Rodgers gets hurt, which is he's in his 40s, you know, he's an older guy, could happen again. You could get the call up to the main roster.
He went to a good team for that.
He went
to a very good team, and like I said. People say, ah, it's the UFL. Try to be the MVP. Just try it out. See how it goes. And there's been a lot of quarterbacks here at Nebraska. Which ones would have been MVP of the UFL? I don't know. So you have to give him a lot of credit for that, for what he got done.
So congrats to Adrian. We hope it works out. He make the roster, at least on the practice squad for a while. But that's great news for him for what was a great year in the UFL, too, for Adrian. Now, the Olympics started this past weekend, Bill. I did not watch the opening ceremonies. They got some interesting reviews, I would say that.
It did?
Mixed reviews, I'd say, in the ceremonies. But there was a cool story that also had a very odd start. On the basketball side, the USA did beat Serbia. They blew them out, so they're 1-0 in the Olympics. But South Sudan, if you recall, the USA barely beat South Sudan in the qualifiers coming up to the Olympics. But South Sudan beat Puerto Rico 90-79 to win the country's first ever basketball game in the Olympics. But it started off with a little bit of a problem, Bill.
Walk us through it, Jake.
When you are in the Olympics, it is something amazing to be there with your team or an individual and have your national anthem play. It should bring you, I don't know, it probably makes
incredible
you cry.
Joy.
It's euphoria. It's emotion. Well, the Olympics played the wrong anthem for South Sudan, and fans were booing when it happened. Puerto Rico playing South Sudan. They're introducing South Sudan. Here's the anthem.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids, activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
About 5 seconds in, people say, this is not it. This is not the anthem. And the fans of both teams, of Puerto Rico and South Sudan, were booing the Olympics. They got it fixed and played the proper intro. But I can't imagine. You're trying, you know, number one, you achieve your first ever win. But it starts off in a completely embarrassing fashion, not for you, but for the Olympics. That's terrible.
There's someone there that's just taking some heat on this one. There's someone pressed
the wrong button.
What do you
mean they played the wrong anthem?
Someone played hit the wrong button. That's for sure.
I can't imagine that. Imagine going to an NFL game and they somehow are playing the Canadian national anthem. Like,
what just happened?
Is there a
here?
Toronto team here? I don't. There's no Toronto teams in the NFL. What's happening right now?
Farley's doing it about behind us. He's doing the national anthem right now.
That's because he's a patriotic man. Patriotic man. So I feel bad for South Sudan about that, but I'm happy that they won their first ever game, 90-79. That's an awesome thing for the country.
I feel awful. I've been out of the loop on some things, especially because we have a situation where my brother-in-law's not right.
Okay.
My cousin's husband.
All right.
He was a swimmer here in Nebraska, was a swim coach here in Nebraska. He's a swim. So we always pay attention to swimming. And my cousin, Jody, we always text each other back and forth when swimming is going on. It's ready to start like that. And I've missed some of it. I missed the 4x1 gold medal the other night, the other day, whatever it was. And it's just the timing has been very off for me on swimming. And so that bothers me. I enjoy watching the swimming. And so, like I said, I have not been up to speed on the Olympics like I should be. And
it just started, so it's okay. You got some time here.
There's some things that, like I said, I wish I was better at right now. The fact that I missed the 4x1 does not make me feel good.
I saw a video, obviously these are the best athletes in the world in the Olympics, but there is a diving competition going on where somebody just completely belly flopped. And I said, that's something that you or I would do probably on the board. This is one of the best athletes in the world in that sport, and they just completely botched it and flat out belly flopped, and it looked very painful from that top platform.
That'd be horrible.
That would be horrible.
I believe I sent the screenshot to you and Sip. If not, I sent that to other people. The one where it says that in every event, there should be just a normal person in the event for reference.
Yes.
For a reference.
This is the meme. You said every Olympic event should include one average person competing for reference to see what they would do.
So if all of a sudden it's like the 200-meter freestyle, there should be just like also Jake Sorensen competing in it. So you can keep this watch like going, do you see how much better these people are? Do you see what this is right here? This is a fit person that is now 100 meters behind these guys.
Jake appears to be gasping for air back there. He's not doing well behind this. But no, I would not want to be in the pool. I'd like to see how slow I was in the track. That's fine. But I would not want to swim. God. Not for me.
The Olympics are incredible. I got to them a little bit last night. I need to do better. Like I said, is there been any comments on the AI from
No, for those who have been doing the recaps and trying to catch up with us, have you done the Al Michaels AI? I cannot say that I have. I don't know if that I will. I'd like maybe you should check it out to see what it sounds like. But that was a big story about a month ago that you know, we talked it was going to be not just Al Michaels talking, Al Michaels AI voice trying to encapsulate all the things you are interested
what
in
happened
for sports.
Yes.
But also, last night we were watching for a brief moment. The Olympics are in Paris, France. They have a surfing competition, though, in Tahiti. It's in Tahiti. The Olympics, everything else is in France, except you're surfing 10 hours away in Tahiti.
That I did. I'm
you're welcome.
This is how old I am when I caught this one. Yes, right.
I saw that. Like, what is happening? There's two boats of people watching. That's it. Like, this is the Olympics. There's two boats watching. That's it. And they're just surfing, trying to catch a wave out there. So,
God. I wonder, was the surf team there for opening ceremonies and went
great
through
question.
Them? And then did they fly to Tahiti? That's what I'd like
that
to know.
That is a great question.
Because you would not want to miss that. I will say this. I was at closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, and it was fabulous. It was showmanship. It was energy. So anything to do with the opening and closing ceremonies, I am a big, big, big fan of.
Well, we'll check those out when they close things up in a couple
Tahiti.
Of weeks. Yeah,
were they at opening? Did they walk with
were
the team?
Were they here? And then did they fly and then surf yesterday? We'll see about that. When we come back, Bills, Thrills, and Song of the Day on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.